local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Hour number three of Pensacola right now. It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. Thanks so much for tuning in, making us part of your afternoon and evening each and every day. We certainly appreciate it. Do not take it for granted. Joe and Austin with you for the next 49 minutes, getting you caught up on everything happening in your world today. We start with our top three stories, and in Iowa to start, a tragic story involving a shooting at a high school this morning, Perry High School. It's about 40 miles away from Des Moines. Police say a 17-year-old student opened fire.
There are six victims, one of them who is deceased. That individual was a sixth grade student at Perry Middle School. The other five are being treated at area hospitals.
And today was scheduled to be the first day of school for the new semester. The shooter was armed with a pump-action shotgun and a small caliber handgun, and that shooter did die from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. The Defense Department is confirming an American airstrike killed an Iran-backed militia leader in Baghdad today.
The strike also killed another Han member. The strike was taken in self-defense, that no civilians were harmed, and that no infrastructure or facilities were struck.
And that's Brigadier General Pat Ryder, who told reporters the militia leader was actively involved in planning and carrying out attacks on U.S. forces in the region. Former President Bill Clinton and Prince Andrew have both been named in the first batch of unsealed documents related to Jeffrey Epstein's alleged sex trafficking. In a deposition transcript from one female victim, Epstein allegedly told her, quote, "Clinton likes them young." The two have long been linked through business, although Clinton denies knowledge about Epstein's crimes. Other names include Donald Trump, David Copperfield, and Michael Jackson. Taking a look at some of our local headlines today, Milton City leaders voting to remove Mayor Heather Lindsay as their legislative liaison as negotiations continue over Senator Doug Broxson's bill that would create the controversial North Santa Rosa County Utility Authority. This comes after a series of emails were made public that led to new city manager Scott Collins telling Lindsay he didn't believe their working relationship could be successful and that he planned to leave when his two-year contract expired.
I do apologize to you, Mr. Collins. You're the person that I owe the apology to because you're the one I was communicating with. I wasn't really communicating with the rest of them. I never meant to question your integrity.
And starting with an email exchange on December 21st that Lindsay was CC'd on, City Attorney and State Representative Alex Andrade and Collins worked to schedule a roundtable discussion with Senator Doug Broxson and the utilities that would be impacted. Lindsay wouldn't respond until December 30th and criticized Collins that he should have called her. 6:15, we'll get more local headlines right after traffic and weather together.
Thank you, Joe. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Mattress Firm. A new year calls for a better bed. At Mattress Firm's once-a-year sale and clearance, save up to 60% on select mattresses. The right mattress matters, and Mattress Firm will find yours. Looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, we are really only dealing with one area that's really giving us trouble at the moment. If you are traveling northbound on Pensacola Boulevard towards West 10 Mile Road, we have an accident report that we got late in the last hour that is causing a ton of congestion, backing you up just a little bit past West 9.5 Mile Road. And interestingly enough, we're seeing congestion in the same area on North Palafox Street, the neighboring road there. So if you're traveling northbound on North Palafox near East 10 Mile Road, look out for some issues in that area as well. Other than that, we're not seeing anything in Pensacola that's going to cause you too much of a scare. Maybe a busy busy intersection or two, but outside of that, nothing too crazy. As for Santa Rosa County and the Pace Milton areas, there's nothing looking too bad over there either.
All right, Channel 3 First Warning Weather.
Overnight, the weather will be clear and calm with mainly lows down in the 30s. Friday, a little warmer with highs in the 60s. We'll start to see more and more cloud cover. And late in the day, we've got a chance for rain. Expect rain Friday night, and it could be heavy. Saturday and Sunday dry, but next week we've got a powerful weather maker on the way. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Yeah, usually Alan's a little bit more subdued when it comes to his weather forecast for us, but throwing out the phrase powerful weather maker.
Yeah. He's gone off the rails, Joe. What's he thinking?
Yeah, so Monday is kind of when we're timing this out here. Severe thunderstorms, windy conditions as well. Looks like Monday night is when that would be specifically there. Taking a look at some more local headlines today. Attorneys for Skanska USA back in court this week as the company faces hundreds of lawsuits stemming from damage that was done by barges during Hurricane Sally. A three-judge panel listened to arguments today where Skanska attorney Hal Watson says they believe they're only responsible for damages to the bridge itself and not for economic losses in the aftermath.
The Supreme Court of the United States and all the federal courts that have addressed the issue of whether a party can make a claim for economic damages based upon damage to someone else's property have said no.
And Channel 3 in the courtroom today, Watson says the precedent was set in a case back in 1927. Our beloved Blue Angels heading west to their training home for the winter to begin preparations for 2024. They'll be back before we know it. They took off for El Centro today and will be there till March. They'll open their 2024 season at the El Centro Festival of Flight on March 9th, and it's possible they could stay out in California for an additional week as they'll be in Fairfield, California the following weekend at Travis Air Force Base, much closer to home the weekend of March 23rd and 24th when they'll perform at the New Orleans Air Show. 6:18, we'll take a break. Coming back, state and national headlines. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
Is your home your dream home? Or does it at least have the potential to be your dream home? Maybe you need to make a change. Maybe you just need new appliances. If that's the case, you need to check out Topps Appliance in Milton. Locally owned and operated, Topps Appliance has just what you need to turn your home into your dream home. Top-of-the-line freezers, refrigerators, dishwashers, stoves, plus washer and dryer combos. Topps Appliance carries the name brands that you know and trust, including GE, Hotpoint, Speed Queen, and so much more. And they have a full installation and service department, something the big box stores just don't offer. They also keep most items in stock so you can take it home today. Turn your ordinary home into your dream home with an appliance upgrade from Topps Appliance. Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Hi, this is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel for the Chamber Connection Show that will keep you informed on what's going on with your Chamber of Commerce. Tune in this Monday morning at 10 to find out about our upcoming events, all of our different programs, and what's happening with our local business community. It's the Chamber Connection Show every other Monday at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
This message is sponsored by the Florida A&M University Medical Marijuana Education and Research Initiative, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Mary on Demand is live. Start your marijuana education journey today and learn more with Mary on Demand. Take the self-guided education series at your own pace. You'll decide what you'd like to learn and when. Visit mary.famu.edu to learn more. That's mmeri.famu.edu. Mary, educate, learn, talk.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with auto owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. We work with independent agents who keep insurance simple, so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense.
Ask Rushing Insurance in Pensacola and Daphne if auto owners make sense for you.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury. Yes.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
The cooler weather in Pensacola is a great time of the year for gardening. Whether it's planting roses, planting shrubs and trees in cool weather color, and of course, planning for spring. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesdays, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, Barnes Feed Store, and Lucky's Pine Straw.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Lee Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. In just about 6:25 here, we will get another quick check of the roads and weather. Looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, really the biggest one we talked about in our last update was if you were traveling northbound on Pensacola Boulevard, there was an accident report there, and congestion started at around West 10 Mile Road, backed you up just a little bit past West 9.5 Mile Road. That congestion is still there, but it is seemingly dying down, at least when compared to the last time we checked it. And same can be said about the congestion on the neighboring street, North Palafox Street. If you're traveling northbound towards East 10 Mile Road, it's got some backups of its own, but hopefully those will clear up shortly.
All right, thank you very much. Channel 3 First Warning Weather. Clear skies overnight, 42 for a low. We're sitting at around 48 right now. Mostly sunny throughout the day tomorrow. Then clouds are going to move in with some rain later on tomorrow night and through the overnight hours. We'll get to a high of 65 tomorrow. Saturday and Sunday look pretty good. Partly sunny skies each day. Highs right around 60, 62 or so. We do have rain and severe thunderstorms and windy conditions to look forward to starting the next work week. So be mindful there. State headlines. Austin, this just came across my eyeballs.
Okay.
Attorney General Ashley Moody, as we start our state headlines, says that the ACC is withholding key documents in FSU's legal battle to leave the conference. Mm. And she is taking action to ensure FSU and the public are able to review agreements. Among the agreements that the ACC is reportedly not allowing FSU to have is the agreement with the ESPN and other media outlets. She says that instead, the ACC is demanding that FSU officials go to the conference headquarters and view them in secret and under supervision. Of course, back in the summer, and something that we've discussed here recently, is that FSU trustees have had informal talks back in the summer about what, you know, maybe leaving the conference, how much that would cost, how much money other conference schools are making. And obviously, in the aftermath of the Seminoles being left out of the college football playoff, those conversations have turned a bit serious. So
yeah.
Attorney General Ashley Moody getting involved there. So
listen, am I the only one that, like, respectfully speaking, doesn't give a hoot what Ashley Moody has to say about it? Like, because we saw Rick Scott demanding answers. We saw DeSantis putting money aside. And it's like, we always hear, and I'm one of the many that say this, I don't really want politics and sports to mingle. It's political enough when the conference itself has to have this, you know, discussion with one of its members. Why do we care, like, about why are they trying to bring this out into the light and make it some huge debacle? It's like, let the ACC try to get out of the conference, like, or let Florida State try to get out of
the Florida State conference. Has wonderful lawyers.
I mean, well, and that's the thing. It's like, know? Florida State can take care of itself, and if it can't, well, then it's just going to stay in the ACC. Yeah. End of story.
Well, you know, we could call up our buddy Terrence Gross and be like, hey, Terrence, what are we doing here? You know, your lawyer buddy is getting them all together, going after the ACC. I don't know. I get what you're saying. Obviously, there is a political angle because, you know, she's sticking up for her constituency. Maybe the fact that the attorney general is putting legal pressure on the conference because, you know, look, we're in agreement that the idea of the of Rick Scott and Moody and everybody all up in arms about the college football playoff, Senator Scott. Well, I mean, that's not a legal thing that he's trying to be like, wait, let me get to the bottom of this. Well, I mean, that's not going to happen. But from a legal standpoint, like if there are legal pressure to, you know, kind of put your thumb on the pressure point and be like, hey, look, FSU wants the documents, give them the documents. I mean, maybe it works. Maybe it wouldn't. I don't know.
My problem is Florida State's already being seen as a villain here, and I don't think they should be. These politicians dying on hills over it, especially when they don't really have a dog in the fight, is not going to make it look any better. And especially considering if it's not going to change the outcome that we're eventually going to see, it does more harm than good, in my opinion. Fire officials say that the blaze at the mansion of Miami Dolphins wide receiver Tyreek Hill was a case of kids playing with a lighter. Mm. The Davie fire marshal said there were no injuries and he ruled yesterday's fire accidental. The two alarm fire was contained to one room in the $7 million mansion, but there is extensive water damage throughout the home.
Oh, Austin, speaking of legal things that have no shot of doing anything, there is an effort to get Donald Trump off of Florida's 2024 presidential ballot.
Trump, while not yet convicted of any crime, has been found to have fomented the insurrection.
That is Chaz Stevens, a political activist who filed a civil suit in Broward County, aimed at getting Trump off the ballot. I would say good luck on that.
Absolutely. I mean, if it's not gonna work in Michigan or Colorado, Minnesota, Maine, if it's not gonna work in states like that, it's not gonna work in Florida at all.
Yeah.
All systems are a go as the United Launch Alliance prepares for its upcoming moon launch off Florida's Space Coast. The exercise is designed to help NASA with its research as the agency hopes to get people back on the moon before 2030. Liftoff is scheduled for next Monday.
All right, very good there. It's our state headlines. Recap of our top three stories if you're just joining us. A tragedy in Iowa today, Perry High School, where a 17-year-old student opened fire. A sixth-grade student at neighboring Perry Middle School was killed, five others injured. Defense Department confirming an American airstrike killed an Iran-backed militia leader in Baghdad today. And among the names in the first batch of unsealed documents related to Jeffrey Epstein's alleged sex trafficking include former presidents Bill Clinton and Donald Trump, Prince Andrew, David Copperfield, and Michael Jackson.
Fox News, I'm Tom Regani. For the second time in the last 24 hours, a document dump with the names of celebrities connected to disgraced financier Jeffrey Epstein. Here's Fox's Nate Foy.
The first batch included big names like former presidents Bill Clinton and Donald Trump, as well as Britain's Prince Andrew.
Epstein had been accused of sexually assaulting underage girls at the time of his death in 2019.
His longtime girlfriend, Ghislaine Maxwell, was found guilty in 2021 of sex trafficking. One person is dead and more are injured in a shooting at an Iowa high school today. Fox's Garrett Tenney is in Perry.
That one person who lost their life was a sixth grade student who happened to be at the school early when the shooting happened. Five other victims are being treated at area hospitals, including four other students and the school's principal. State police say the shooter was also a student at Perry High School.
America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. Wall Street's December rally is a fading memory now. The market still struggling to get back on track here in the new year. Today, the Dow Jones Industrials managed a scant 10-point gain, but the S&P 500 eased 16 points and the NASDAQ Composite shed 81. The final figures are in, and the global movie box office reached $33.9 billion in 2023, a sharp 30% increase from the previous year, according to Gower Street Analytics. That's the good news. The bad news, the figure is still some 15% below the average of the last three pre-pandemic years, 2017 through 19. The North American box office totaled $9.07 billion last year, up 21% from 2022. A new report says Chick-fil-A prices for their signature chicken sandwich have increased 21% over the past 2 years. The chicken chain first bumped up the sandwich's price by 15% back in 2022 and then implemented an additional menu-wide increase a year ago. That's Your Money Now.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. New South Window knows southern weather is unpredictable, and our Energy Star windows and doors will keep the heat in and the cold outside where it belongs. We prioritize keeping your family and your home comfortable all year round. Energy efficient products made, installed, and guaranteed for life. Get New South Brand.
For a limited time only, buy two of our products and get the third free. Visit NewSouthWindow.com to learn more.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
This is Zach Gelb with the CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by Fairfield by Marriott, official hotel partner of the NCAA. Even though he's played at an extremely high level for 2 years, the rest of the world is finally starting to realize the greatness of Michael Penix Jr., and he's rising up NFL draft boards. I don't think he'll get picked before Caleb Williams or Drake May, but three teams to watch for Penix are the Vikings, Raiders, and Falcons. And all three of those spots have more than enough on offense for him to have early success in the pros. I'm Zach Gelb.
Get the home field advantage every time with Fairfield by Marriott, official hotel partner of the NCAA. Whether you're a student athlete working toward your championship dreams or your team's biggest fan, Fairfield by Marriott has everything you need to get ready for game day, from comfortable guest rooms to complimentary hot breakfast. Fairfield is part of the Marriott Bonvoy portfolio of hotels and official hotel partner of the NCAA. Visit fairfield.marriott.com to book your next game day stay.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Get Rain-X Rugged XL Premium Wiper Blades now at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Their extra-large profile and premium features make Rugged XL Blades the right choice for extreme weather driving and durability. Buy two Rain-X Rugged XL Premium Wiper Blades and save $12, plus get two times O'Rewards points. Our professional parts people will even install them for free at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning on the Pensacola Morning News, we talked extensively about the drama in Milton. Sure enough, there's more of it, including that the mayor of Milton has actually blocked city attorney Alex Andrade off of her cell phone. Yes, Milton. We also talked about a new sexual orientation that you may have never heard of before, abrosexual. If you've never heard of it, well, we talked about that in the middle of the 6 o'clock hour. And we talked to Mike Wood from the Pensacola Police Department. All can be found on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3 and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just a little bit past 6:35 here. We will get another quick check of the roads and weather. Looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, we were dealing with a lot of congestion on both Pensacola Boulevard and North Palafox Street if you're traveling northbound towards 10 Mile Road. But the majority of that congestion has seemingly cleared out. Pensacola Boulevard is completely smooth sailing at this point, and North Palafox Street, the congestion is very mild, so it hopefully shouldn't hold you up too long there. As for everywhere else, it's looking pretty smooth sailing. You should, if you're experiencing congestion anywhere, it hopefully shouldn't be holding you up too long.
The weather overnight, again, a little chilly with most areas down in the 30s to maybe low 40s along the coastal zones. Pretty clear tonight, but the clouds start to move into the skies on Friday. Highs will be in the 60s, and we're going to watch for rain late in the day. If not late in the day Friday, do expect showers and maybe thunderstorms here Friday night. It's going to be a wet evening for sure. Saturday and Sunday dry, but we've got a powerful weather maker on the way early next week. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, thank you very much. We're at 48 degrees currently, clear skies overnight tonight, 42 for the low. If you're just joining us, recap of our top three stories today. A deadly shooting at a school in Iowa. A 17-year-old student opened fire at Perry High School. A sixth grade student was killed, five others injured, and the shooter died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound as well. Defense Department confirming an American airstrike killed an Iran-backed militia leader in Baghdad today. And former President Bill Clinton, Donald Trump, Prince Andrew, David Copperfield, and Michael Jackson among the first batch of names that were unveiled in the unsealing of documents related to Jeffrey Epstein's alleged sex trafficking. Elsewhere in national headlines today, former Harvard president Claudine Gay is warning her resignation this week could be the start of a campaign against higher education. Okay. Gay says in the New York Times op-ed that her resignation was wrenching but necessary, adding that the campaign against her was about more than one university and one leader. Of course, she announced her decision to resign on Tuesday following allegations of plagiarism and a campus controversy over anti-Semitism.
And hundreds of prisoners of war are now free following a prisoner swap between Ukraine and Russia. Russia received 248 captured servicemen from Ukraine, while 230 military personnel and civilians were released from Russian captivity. The United Arab Emirates mediated the deal, which is the largest exchange of prisoners since the war broke out in February of 2022.
All right. South Dakota GOP Governor Kristi Noem is addressing reports she may be on Donald Trump's shortlist for VP nominees.
Yeah, I would consider it, but I would say that it's up to him to decide who that person is.
You know, Noem is definitely a Trump supporter and is actually in Iowa with him campaigning. Or not, I don't know if he's in Iowa or not. I think he is. But anyway, she is campaigning for him. Maybe with him, maybe not. But yeah, so that's and I remember Congressman Gates, actually, I think he was the first person that I heard say that Kristi Noem, and this was back, you know, several months ago, that Noem and I think this was before Haley entered the fray, that Noem and Haley would be high up on his list of looking for potential running mates for Donald Trump.
And New York City Mayor Eric Adams has apparently had enough of the busloads of migrants coming from Texas. Mm-hmm. Today, he's filed a lawsuit against 17 charter bus companies that are being used by the state. The city is seeking $708 million as reimbursement for the cost to shelter them.
Yeah, and also state government buildings are facing bomb threats for the second day in a row.
Buildings in Mississippi and Arkansas received threats Thursday after similar threats forced Capitol complexes across the U.S. to evacuate on Wednesday. Mississippi's Department of Public Safety wrote on X that the multiple bomb threats across the state prompted officials to take precautionary measures and put in place standard emergency procedures. In Arkansas, the state Capitol Police said the Pulaski County Courthouse in Little Rock was forced to evacuate. I'm Lisa Taylor.
All right, thank you, Lisa. 6:41 right now. Austin, what's happening in the sports world tonight?
Well, we've got, for starters, a TNT doubleheader for the NBA. Bucks and Spurs, that tipped off just a couple minutes ago. The Bucks currently hold a narrow 6-5 advantage, so it's looking like a nail-biter here early. Nuggets and Warriors are going to tip off at 9. Once again, that's a doubleheader on TNT, so you can catch them both there. Nuggets and Bucks, both with over 20 wins already this season, so they're looking like some of the better teams in the league. In the NHL, the Pittsburgh Penguins are facing the Boston Bruins on ESPN. They started at 6 at 23-7-6. The Bruins lead the NHL's Eastern Conference and have the least amount of losses in the entire league. And it's a pretty high-scoring affair right now, relatively speaking. About 5 minutes left in the first period, the Penguins hold a 3-2 advantage.
Goaltending optional on that one.
Yes. And looking to the NFL, there's no Thursday night football tonight, so we won't be talking the NFL in this little club that we've got here. But that absence will be made up with Saturday and Sunday slates that expectedly have plenty of postseason implications. On Saturday, the Steelers will visit the Ravens, along with the Texans, taking on the Colts in Indianapolis. Two very pivotal divisional games there. Steelers trying to make a playoff position, and Texans and Colts are a pretty big part of that. Sunday has the rest, as the biggest games include, but aren't limited to, Falcons at Saints, Buccaneers at Panthers. Those two games decide the champion of the NFC South between New Orleans and Tampa Bay. We also have the 9-7 Rams going to the 12-win 49ers and the Bills at Dolphins, which is a deciding game in the AFC East race.
And me being a completely neutral observer on that, I hope that when we get to the Sunday night game that both the Steelers and the Jaguars have won.
Because I appreciate that.
because then it's the Bills lose, then they're out.
Right.
And if they win, they're the 3 seed. So
it is make or break to its truest degree. And the rosters have been set for the 2024 NFL Pro Bowl. San Francisco 49ers, we mentioned them just a moment ago, they lead the league in total selections. They had 9. Mm-hmm. And also Seattle rookie cornerback Joe, you've said Devin Witherspoon. I thought it was Devon, but we'll go with Devin.
I was going to say,
I don't know his name. Devin Witherspoon of Pine Forest High School. I know how to say that. He was one of only 3 Seahawks selected. So congratulations to Devin and his family there. The Pro Bowl will be Sunday, February 4th at 2 p.m. on both ABC and ESPN.
Yeah, last April or March, whenever the draft is now.
Late April.
Went to Miller's to watch with some buddies of mine, and unbeknownst to us, we just happened to stumble in the Witherspoon family friends watch party. So that was a pretty cool experience when he was drafted 5th overall. A rookie cornerback going to the Pro Bowl. Obviously, he had that monster Monday night game against the Giants towards the early part of the season there, where he had a pick six, 100-yard pick six. So that's an awesome story there, making Pensacola proud. 6:45, another check of the roads and weather right before we press on with health, business, and science notes.
All right, so far this hour, the only thing we've really been reporting on is Pensacola Boulevard and North Palafox Street. If you're traveling northbound on either of those roads towards 10 Mile Road, we had a lot of congestion, but there was a previous traffic incident reported on Pensacola Boulevard in particular. But the congestion in those areas have completely died down. So if you're dealing with issues there, they hopefully should not hold you up for too long. And the same can be said about the rest of Pensacola and the surrounding areas. So we should not be having any issues on the roads at this time.
Texter just did let us know. It looks like it's off the road, but through Gulf Breeze, looks like it's right around the Panera Bread in Gulf Breeze. Heavy police presence right now. We have not received word on exactly what that is pertaining to, but just a heads up there if you are traveling through Gulf Breeze.
Yeah, there's a little inch of congestion in that area on the map here. Yeah.
All right. Researchers from the University of Nebraska are sending a robot to space. This, according to this report, researchers are working on a surgical robot about the size of a microwave that will be operated on the International Space Station. A surgeon from Lincoln will operate the robot while it's in space, and the experiment will involve two surgeries performed on rubber bands. I think this is pretty interesting here. So my understanding is that the surgeon will be on Earth, not in space, but they will have the capability of operating using that robot in space. And so my only thinking would be this is kind of a preliminary experiment. Obviously, you're using rubber bands, so kind of maybe it's just kind of the feel of like making cuts on
very
skin,
small,
you know, right?
Fragile incisions. Yeah.
So the idea, I guess, if we as a society are going to look into space exploration of not only going to the moon, but beyond that, and space colonies or whatever, the idea that, you would need a way to perform surgeries if you're not having doctors go up with you. Yeah. So, it's pretty interesting stuff there.
I'm assuming that the rubber bands are going to be at least somewhat stretched, and he's going to have to perform some sort of incision on it without tearing it. I don't know how possible that is. That'd be pretty cool, though. Monthly home payments are down 14%. That's pretty cool, too. Lowest level in nearly a year. That's according to a report from the real estate group Redfin. The median U.S. mortgage payment was down close to $400 in December from its peak in October. Also, the weekly average mortgage rate also dipped after hitting a 23-year high in October to 6.61% just last month.
And also, this holiday season, setting a new online shopping record. Americans spending $222 billion shopping from November 1st through the end of 2023. That's a 5% increase from the prior holiday season.
And Hyundai and Kia theft is up tenfold in the past 3 years. The incredibly dramatic spike comes after social media posts showed people how to steal them. You can really learn anything online, can't you? Theft insurance claims for the vehicles went up more than 1,000% between 2020 and the first half of 2023.
Are these people that are actively searching, how do you steal a Kia? Or is this just like me scrolling through TikTok laying in bed and somebody says, hey, did you ever wonder how you could steal a Kia? And then you're like, oh, that's pretty interesting.
It may be a matter of people saying, hey, don't get a Kia, don't get a Hyundai, because this simple trick can get you into one.
Yeah, and I don't know if that's just a fatal flaw of those particular cars or what, or if people just enjoy stealing those two models. I don't know. All right, well, coming up at the top of the hour, we don't have Thursday Night Football, so the viewing schedule is wide open for you, Austin.
Oh, really?
We have the two-hour Golden Wedding featuring Golden Bachelor Jerry and Teresa. Of course, those two got engaged during the show's November finale. I think we could chop about 90 minutes off of that wedding and just do, you know, a 7 to 7:30 and be okay.
Yeah.
But, Golden Bachelor Wedding. It's the first time in the Bachelorette series that a wedding is taking place, and it's, I believe, going to be live and not taped. So
I would assume so. And speaking of old people, actress Glynis Johns has died at the age of 100. So she's making Jerry and Teresa look like spring chickens here. She is best known for her role as Mrs. Banks in Mary Poppins. Mm. My goodness.
All right. One that I'm pretty fascinated by. It's 2024, but apparently 1996 is creating a frenzy online because people have found out that old 1996 calendars work perfectly for this year. So vintage nuts are hunting down calendars to use for this year. Obviously, a lot of throwback subject matter leading to some nostalgia. You got Home Improvement, Friends, Seinfeld calendars that were big deals back then. I scrolled through eBay to see what I could find that I would be interested in. I have decided to go for a GoldenEye James Bond calendar. Yeah. I think the movie was released that year, if I'm not mistaken. It may have been 97. I don't know. But, of course, the video game, GoldenEye N64, many, many, many days and nights spent playing that. But pretty cool, though. They're selling anywhere from $20 to $200, and they won't be usable again until 2052.
Wow. And Elvis Presley will be making his debut on the London stage as an AI holograph. The British company Layered Reality says that their new show, Elvis Evolution, will use artificial intelligence and groundbreaking technology to recreate the seismic impact of seeing Elvis live for a whole new generation of fans. Their news release says a life-size digital Elvis will share his most iconic songs and moves for the very first time on a UK stage.
Texter is telling us, and I apologize if I'm incorrect on this, that they thought Ryan and Trista had their wedding on TV. So if that is in fact true, I do apologize for misspeaking, because I thought I remember seeing that this was the first time that Bachelor contestant and whoever the Bachelor or Bachelorette was were getting married on TV. But if that's the case, I apologize.
And you call yourself a fan.
I call myself a fan of Golden Bachelor.
Golden in particular, that's true.
That's right, and that's only the first series here, season here. 6:51, we'll take our final break on this Thursday, back with some wacky stories, including the very stinky situation a Pittsburgh couple found themselves in recently.
Attention homeowners, are you thinking about selling your house? In this market, you need a professional, someone who understands how to get you the best price. You need a realtor who will help you protect your equity and protect your family's future. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty are the agents I trust. I've seen what she can do, and it's very impressive. She does so much more than just put a sign in the ground. She markets your home so that you can get the most money for it. In fact, if she doesn't sell your home in 30 days, she won't charge you a penny. Ask anyone else if they'll make that promise. Christina can make that offer because she spends tens of thousands of dollars marketing her listings and generating demand. And if you need to sell right away, Christina's got a list of investors who will buy your house for all cash. You've got nothing to lose. It's absolutely free to find out what Christina can do for you. Give her a call today, 850-723-9158. That's 850-723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty.
When I can't sleep, my mind just races. I think about work, the kids, but I don't think about taking melatonin because I'm afraid I'll feel groggy in the morning.
ZzzQuil Pure Z's Gummies has an optimal dose of melatonin for no next day grogginess, so you can fall asleep naturally and wake up feeling refreshed. ZzzQuil Pure Z's Gummies, for better sleep like never before. And try Pure Z's Sleep plus Next Day Energy with melatonin plus extended release B vitamins.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp.
I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Wrap up your day with all of the national, state, local sports and entertainment news with Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Call it right now on News Radio 92.3, 6:55 here. We will get one last check of the roads and weather for this hour and for this evening. Not much to report on with traffic right now. We were dealing with some incidents on Pensacola Boulevard and North Palafox Street, but those have since cleared up. So if you are dealing with congestion maybe on a longer road or a busy intersection, hopefully it will not hold you up for too long.
All right, final check of the weather.
The weather overnight, again, a little chilly with most areas down in the 30s to maybe low 40s along the coastal zones. Pretty clear tonight, but the clouds start to move into the skies on Friday. Highs will be in the 60s, and we're going to watch for rain late in the day. If not late in the day Friday, do expect showers and maybe thunderstorms here Friday night. It's going to be a wet evening for sure. Saturday and Sunday dry, but we've got a powerful weather maker on the way early next week. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Yeah, and that's looking like Monday night time period there with some severe thunderstorms looking like they're going to be making their way into the area. Right now, though, no such concern. 50 degrees, currently 42, the overnight low tonight. Taking a look at some of our wacky stories today. Pretty interesting one in North Carolina where a pastor is accused of attacking an employee at McDonald's. Dwayne Waden is charged with assault and battery in the incident from December 28th. You may have heard of this. Police say Waden's wife called him to the McDonald's where she was working as a manager in training. She told him that employees were disrespecting her. He shows up and allegedly wrapped his hands around the neck of an employee and pushed the worker's head towards a deep fryer and punched him in the face as well.
My goodness, what is wrong with people? A nurse in Florida is facing charges after being accused of poisoning her neighbor's pets. Polk Sheriff Grady Judd says that they asked 51-year-old Tamisha Knighton what was in the food that that video showed her leaving out for animals last August.
When we ask, well, will we find any other substance in this chicken? She said, well, just my special seasoning.
Yeah, Judd went on to say that the testing revealed it was highly concentrated insecticide. Oh. It killed two cats named Luna and Pancake and a pregnant chihuahua named Daisy.
That
are you kidding me?
Stinks.
Yeah, what a jerk.
Speaking of pets, a couple in Pittsburgh freaked out after their 7-year-old Golden Doodle ate $4,000 in cash that they had withdrawn from the bank. Apparently they were looking to pay for a fence that they had put up. Here's the good news. They got $3,550 of it back.
That's awesome. How?
Well, they simply had to wait for little Cecil to go potty.
Gotcha.
So the bank told them that they'd replace any of the bills as long as the serial numbers are still visible. So they waited some more. Cecil had to go outside, lift up a leg, or squat, rather. And Clayton and Kerry Law were right behind them going through the droppings. I think it's amazing that they got that much back, although maybe the bills were sticking together.
Maybe. But the thing is, that's very fortunate.
But
there.
Yeah, you gotta go through it. You got to clean them off and get the serial numbers there. Cecil has been forgiven and is in good shape, so that's good for all parties involved, I suppose.
Yeah, and speaking of good news, a Burger King employee in Nevada named Kevin Ford is in the news again after a GoFundMe helped him buy his first house. A video of him went viral back in 2022 when he got a bunch of lame swag after not missing a single day of work in 27 years. Since then, the GoFundMe has raised almost $450,000 to help him retire. He just posted an update and revealed that he bought a small home in Pahrump, Nevada, for $177,000. He said, quote, I know it's not a mansion, but it's mine. And he thanked everyone who helped him make it happen.
Also, Layla Peck is 7 years old, lives near Scranton, PA, and her best friend just turned 100 years old.
Wow.
A World War II veteran named Joe Gagliardi. She says they've been besties since she was a baby, and she got her local fire department to drop her off at his party in a fire truck. He received an American flag flown in his honor over the U.S. Capitol. And Layla also had her first grade class make him 100 birthday cards.
That's so cute. That's awesome.
All right. Well, that'll do it for us here on a Thursday. Back for a Friday edition to take you into the weekend. Same time, same place, 4 to 7. I'm Joe. Austin, we'll see you tomorrow.
You have a good one.